Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the program happening right now. It is a Sean and RJ Friday morning. Bobby Belt is on vacation. Sean taking care of his baby girl. But it's still in capable hands. We got Pepe behind the glass on the 1s, 2s, and 3s. And, of course, the legend himself, Mr. RJ and Choppy.
That's right.
Who may or may not be his alter ego. But we discovered that today. And, of course, I'm Fred Davis from Fan After Dark. For all you Tolos and fatties out there, glad to be a part of this Friday morning with you. And the 9 a.m. Club. Welcome to you guys.
The 9 a.m. Club.
Welcome to you guys. The 9 a.m. Club. Stumbling out of the gate. Thursday's the new Friday. You're getting out. A lot of you are working from home today. I mean, that's what Fridays are now.
Yeah.
Look, we growing up for us, it was casual Friday. You got to wear jeans and maybe a t-shirt to work on Friday. Mm-hmm. Now you just don't have to go in.
That's right.
You just work from
that's
the
right.
comfort
Absolutely.
Of your own home.
Absolutely. But we started this segment. Bobby Belt started this segment here a couple of weeks back, and we had all talked about it.
Yeah.
We'd thrown this idea around for a couple of years. And then we finally made it, we put it into the rotation.
Workshopped it for a while.
We workshopped it. We put it into the rotation. And it's not our first take of the week, but it's our worst take
I love
of
it.
The week.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
They'll say today, but I actually said this the first time coming in the garage. So it was my. This is really my idea, but
I like it.
I've got five nominees this week. You've got one of them, so I've got two.
I've got two.
Okay. Then you know what? Why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay. So
worst take of the week. That doesn't have to be yours. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is ours.
Let's go with the first one. This is from Big 12 Media Days.
Oh,
all right. And we've already heard from Big 12 Media's once this week. We had a hot take from our one Mr. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. This is from Coach Scott Frost, who, as you know, former Nebraska Cornhusker, then coach. Now he's back at UCF. He was at this is from a Nebraska TV station. About what Scott Frost had to say about taking this new job.
Scott Frost is getting ready for his second stint at UCF. But instead of looking forward, the former Huskers head coach decided to take shots at his alma mater. Speaking at Big 12 Media Days, Frost was asked what he learned from Nebraska. His answer, don't take the wrong job. This from Chris Vanini of The Athletic, and he continued, I said I wouldn't leave UCF unless it was some place you could win a national championship. I got tugged in a direction to try to help my alma mater and didn't really want to do it. It wasn't a good move. I'm lucky to get back to a place where I was a lot happier. Now, 31 losses in 4-plus seasons can teach you a lot of lessons, but apparently it wasn't enough for Scott Frost to learn 1 ounce of humility or to take any accountability.
Oh, oh, baby. Oh,
you love
baby.
It when the TV guys, who are usually pretty mild-mannered,
yeah,
take shots. And, hey, look, you know as well as anybody, that Nebraska fan base, all right, they love their Cornhuskers, they love their football. All right. And Scott Frost helped lead them to a national championship.
Dude, they got like 70,000 for volleyball.
Oh, dude. I mean, look.
Great fan base.
Well, and before Matt Rhule decided to put the kibosh on the spring game, you'd have, what, 70,000, 80,000 people show up for your spring game. Now, you know, I mean, I don't know what else to do in Omaha outside of driving by, you know, Warren Buffett's house every other day. But outside of that, but come on, man. It's like, look. Just own up to the fact that you weren't a good football coach in Nebraska.
Weren't a good coach. Weren't a good coach, man.
And then he was dogged by accusations of drinking too much, infidelity, which, you know, taking your eye off the prize, and therefore Scott Frost. You're getting a good one, UCF.
All right, so you got Scott Frost as one of your nominees. I'll give one of my nominees.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is audio we played about from a golf course.
Okay.
One of the worst takes was this little guy, 5'8", maybe, thinking it was a smart idea to bow up on a golf course after taking 20 minutes to a big NHL hockey player. He didn't know it was a hockey player, but it was.
They've been sitting there for 23 minutes.
I'll try about it. Try about it.
I'm going to
try about it.
You try about it.
I'm a try about it.
Hey, Trev, you're going to get shit today.
I don't give a
like badly.
Good.
Go,
man.
Buddy.
Oh.
Buddy, no, nope, I'm not filming this. I'm not stopping. No, you guys need to get off the golf course.
Yeah,
go now. Pack up, go now. Get in the cart and go.
Don't know what I'm doing. You're not scaring anybody. You're just making yourself.
I don't.
Hey, man, come on, man.
Hey, hey.
Off to a good start, buddy.
I told you.
Man, leave him alone. You want
another? You want came at me.
Leave him alone, man. I got it all on record. I got it all on record.
Hey,
you want to go, guy?
Leave him alone. Hey, leave him alone, man.
I wouldn't keep going back.
Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
I'm not trying to get in there. Like,
enough!
Are you still cheering on you?
Enough!
Man,
get out!
Hey,
no,
hey, hey.
Oh,
enough!
Things go well. Hey. Get him the out of here!
The comedy that ensues from I got it all on record. The way they say record.
That can never be a Canadian thing, huh?
It is. I will never say the word record again, okay?
I got it all on record.
I am saying record from now on, okay?
You have to.
Get out! Go cry about it! I am never saying record another way again.
Yeah, that's the only way to say it.
That guy, what a one of the most moronic takes ever is the thing that you could take that guy on.
Because that's big dude. Like, you could tell from the video he's a big guy.
Look, he's listed at 6'2", 220. That's 6'2", 260, 270 right there.
Bro. Easy. Easy.
Right? By the way, you can never come back from having somebody punch you and yell bang at the same time.
Yeah.
And this guy, he yells bang every NHL fight he gets in.
Has to.
That is muscle memory. You do not just start yelling bang with the first punch.
Do you think Mike Breen does that as well when he gets in fights?
Bang! Bang!
He gets a double bang.
Bang, bang!
That's muscle memory. That's reflex right there. That's a horrible take on this guy, the golf guy.
No, it really was. All right, so here's my second worst take of the week. This comes from the political realm. From Senator Angela Paxton, and that name may or may not ring a bell to you folks out there. Quote, today, and this is tweeted this out, by the way, okay? Tweeted this out. So there's a couple different ways you can look at this. But anyway,
politics.
Here we go. Today, after 38 years of marriage, I filed for divorce on biblical grounds. I believe marriage is a sacred covenant, and I have earnestly pursued reconciliation. But in light of recent discoveries, I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or kin to remain in the marriage. I move forward with complete confidence that God is always working everything together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose.
I called that one.
So, a couple things. One, biblical grounds. Look, I've never been married, but I've heard stories. Okay, I have several friends that have gotten divorced. Not one has ever told me they did it on biblical grounds. And then two, if you're going to do this in the name of God, I don't know. And again, I'm no biblical scholar, but I don't know where in the Bible it says to tweet out your divorce. So again,
you didn't catch that one.
I miss. I don't know if that was in the Old Testament, the New Testament.
It's in the New Testament.
It's in the New Testament. It's in the New Testament. I'm here for that.
The Eli version. So,
that's right. So yeah, that's my worst take of the week. Senator Paxton, twofold: one, divorcing on biblical grounds, and then tweeting it out to ensure that all your followers see it as well.
All right. Okay. So that's number three. So you have the biblical grounds. My next one is The Athletic.
Okay.
The Athletic did their top 100 college football rivalry list.
Okay.
Now, we had had the Tim Tebow wasn't a top 25 player in college football
that's
in the last
crazy,
25
dude.
Years.
That's
we
crazy.
Had that one. That was a terrible list. But they put out their top 100 rivalries, and they put Indiana-Purdue
wow.
over Alabama-Georgia, over Georgia-Tennessee, over Alabama-Clemson. Literally zero times has IU-Purdue ever meant a single thing. You also can't put Virginia-North Carolina over LSU Ole Miss,
no.
over Notre Dame Michigan State. You cannot no. put Minnesota Iowa, okay, the battle for
8 points.
Is it an axe?
Yeah, the, first the 8 points.
That's Paul Bunyan's axe or whatever. yeah. You can't put that over TCU Baylor or Tennessee Florida. Nobody, I'm sorry, the Florida Rosedale. Nobody cares about the Florida Rosedale. It's no. a pig. You can't put Wisconsin Iowa over Bedlam.
No.
Can't do that.
No.
Literally zero times. Has Iowa-Wisconsin ever been to a trip and been for a trip to the national championship or where both teams could go to the conference championship?
Mm.
Oak State OU has done that for a few times. You can't put Kansas-Missouri ahead of Oklahoma State OU. You can't put that ahead of Bedlam. Mm. Michigan-Michigan State.
Hurts
can't
to say that.
Michigan-Michigan State cannot be ahead of Auburn-Georgia. That's the oldest rivalry in the South. USC-UCLA cannot be ahead of Texas-Texas A&M. And to have Minnesota-Wisconsin, which is the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, ahead of Alabama-LSU, Minnesota-Wisconsin over Alabama-LSU, Alabama-Tennessee, and Georgia-Florida. Again, zero times has Minnesota-Wisconsin been meant for anything of note. So many misses. You can't have OU-Nebraska on there anymore. That's a dead rivalry. They don't play. The game hasn't been relevant 20 years. Since they invented the forward pass, that game hasn't been relevant. OU fans don't care about Nebraska anymore. They don't care.
No, they don't.
Who's, so, it's the Athletic.
No, they. Who's their number one rivalry, at least? Did for you agree who? With that?
The number one rivalry in... Oh, yeah. Let me pull it up real quick.
Did they have any good takes at all?
Yeah, they had some good takes.
Where did they have your where did they have your Tennessee Florida at?
That was low. So Michigan Ohio State was number one, Alabama Auburn 2, OU Texas 3, Army Navy 4, USC Notre Dame, Nebraska Oklahoma 6.
Wow.
Miami Florida State was 7. Ohio State Penn State is not even a rivalry. Florida State 9, Minnesota Wisconsin 10, Bama Tennessee 11, Georgia Florida 12, Bama LSU 13. A&M Texas was 15. Mm. So Tennessee, Florida, so it was 36.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal, Tennessee, Florida.
It's a good game. It's kind of gone away. It hasn't had a great run.
Well, that's the problem.
In the 90s, it was always great.
I was going to say, maybe that's, I'm dating myself there.
So that is, number four is The Athletic. Vote on this, 877-881-1053. Peyton, your vote.
That Athletic top whatever it was list was pretty bad, but I'm going to go with the golf guy. He picked the wrong fight, and you just don't play slow on the golf course.
All right, so Peyton's got one. Frederick?
Yeah, look, you got to go with the golf guy. I mean, it's one thing to pick a fight, and then not only to pick a fight, but then get... I mean, he got thrown in the water.
Yeah, he went in the pond.
And then to have to get banged each with each hit? I mean, if that's about as emasculating as it gets...
From the 682, biblical ground sounds like adultery. Mm. 254, Old Testament.
Yeah.
The 432, biblical grounds literally says not to get divorced.
See, that's the part I didn't understand. But again, I've never been married or divorced, so.
Yep. From the 763, I don't think Choppy understands what rivalries are. Minnesota, Wisconsin's huge. Okay, but it doesn't mean anything.
To your point, look, I get the people involved. Because like when you said KU involved. Missouri. Look, KU Missouri, yes, we love it. But outside of KU Missouri, it's had national implications once.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for the golf guy, too.
Got you.
You just can't be that stupid.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Stupid. No. You got to know your role. Now, unless you're
especially
like
when it's on record.
If you're 5'8", you better be a UFC
fighter. You better whoop that ass.
Yep. Especially when you go after a guy that big. That guy was a monster. Nick Tarnaski, NHL player. And good thing we got it all on record.
Got it all on record.
There we go.
Like to your A. Because if you see, like if you're poker guy fighting Adrian Peterson, now that's a different deal. Have you seen that video?
I have.
I mean, and allegedly they're gonna fight again.
Yeah.
For charity or I don't know, for his child support. Either way, I think they get to pick their own switch. All right, coming up next, little red zone. Lots to get to. Sean and RJ, don't go anywhere.
How many people want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Man, the best national anthem, the worst national anthem we've ever heard is coming up here in the red zone here on 105.3 The Fan. But is the NFL losing its charm?
Ooh.
Cleveland Browns trying to get funding for this new stadium. So they're on the doorstep of it.
Yeah. Right?
And they there's like some lawsuits that are being filed.
Right.
That they're trying to stop it, but they're very, very close, very, very close to getting the funding for this new stadium, and it's going to have a dome. Right?
Yeah.
It's going to have a roof on it. So the NFL right now has 20 open-air stadiums.
Okay.
But the Browns, the Bears, the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Titans are either all breaking ground, have broke ground, or are looking at a domed option.
Yeah.
Browns, Bears, Chiefs, Commanders, Titans, those are all cold weather or kind of on the cusp.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll get some snow.
It gets cold in the wintertime, that's for sure.
Cleveland, cold. Chicago, cold. Kansas City, I mean, they just
played a game in minus 50. Trust me, I'm from there. It's cold.
Washington, cold. Titans, I mean, not really cold, but also not warm. I mean, again, it gets cold there.
Yeah, it does.
So, what made the NFL what it is snow games, man.
Yeah.
Cold weather, seeing the breath, seeing the steam.
Fog bowl.
The fog bowl, seeing all that weather. And, yeah, it's more comfortable for fans to be in the dome. And it's better for the football. Football's better weather.
It is.
I hate that they play 15 weeks in normal conditions, and then all of a sudden the most important 3 weeks of the regular season and all the playoffs are basically played on the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. You're completely changing your game, but it's charming.
It is.
Charming. It's not lifeless. Like dome football games are lifeless.
I'll put it like this. I mean, look, I'm from Kansas.
Well,
I'm a Chiefs fan. All right. And you know, I think back to a couple years ago when what was the frostbite or not the frostbite, but the wind chill was like -20 or something crazy like that.
People got frostbite,
right? Hell, yeah. Three guys died that weekend. Now
well,
they may
that
have,
was different.
Well,
was...
they may have been drugged, but point is, they were sitting outside watching a Chiefs game. Okay, now had they been sitting inside, who knows? Anyway, point being, you're right. It does lose some of its luster, but I would say this right is. You know, and maybe bringing baseball into the conversation, it's a whole lot more fun watching Rangers, having spent 12 years in Houston, watching Astro games here in Texas in the middle of July in a dome stadium.
I get it.
But you did live to tell the tale.
I lived to tell about, and I enjoyed the ballpark better. I don't mind the heat.
Okay.
Now,
when's the last time you went to a game in the heat?
I would not have sat in left field.
Right.
Okay. You were nuts if you sat in left field.
That's a ballsy proposition.
You
got to
sit first baseline. You'll be in the shade
at
the first pitch. You know, but I went to the 2 o'clock Sunday games a lot.
Okay.
All right. I went to those a lot of times.
How old were you?
38.
Okay. Would you go now?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go now. Right. I guess because the last time I would have gone was like 2019.
Okay.
So I was 40.
But you're
a baseball fan.
A baseball guy.
Yeah. Now, I guess football guy. Like, if you were to tell me that a Green Bay Packer fan doesn't want a dome because they relish the fact that they get to go there in the cold, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd buy that. And kudos to the Bills for building an open-air stadium.
See, and I don't think Chiefs fans are against it. The reason is you can't get Super Bowls, That's the reason why they're doing it.
That's the reason why. Nashville wants a Super Bowl. They're going to get a dome. Commanders want a Super Bowl.
Then you get Final Fours, and then you can get all the sporting events that go along with said dome stadium.
So that's why you want
changes
a dome.
Everything.
Now I guess like New York got a dome. We got a state got a Super Bowl without a dome,
but it's also New York.
It's also New York. Buffalo's not getting a Super Bowl.
I was going to say no one in their right mind.
Nobody.
Is going to Buffalo.
Buffalo is not getting. It's going to be too damn cold.
Seriously.
So anyway, I just thought maybe the NFL is going to lose a little bit of charm if they start getting all these dome stadiums because it does. It is lifeless. It's a lifeless barn.
Look, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I will say this, though. Having been to AT&T for the first time ever last year, I certainly... Look, you saw a huge difference in that crowd when we went, and I think it was like early on when they played the Texans, and it was just, I mean, hell, I think three-fourths of the crowd felt like they were Houston fans. And then versus, you know, 8 weeks later when it was the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday night, that was a loud crowd. So I can't even imagine when the team's actually good and worth watching week in, week out, and we're not watching Cooper Rush check down every other down. Might be a lot more fun to watch.
All right, so Red Zone here on 105 through the Fan. I was sitting on the couch last night, and I can't remember if we were watching the Cooper Flag game at the time or the Ranger game at the time, but I had come across this video on my timeline. Somebody had sent it to me. It was an anthem. It was the anthem at the Baltimore Orioles game last night. Now, how would you describe this, Peyton? This is a guy that did the anthem, but he had a computer with him?
Yeah, he had like a mixer. It was like, you know, he had like auto-tune.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is how it sounded.
Oh, God.
broad stripes and bright stars.
This is so cringe.
It's terrible.
All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ringing, the bombs bursting.
This is crazy.
Oh, this is the
land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm standing for that one.
You can still stand. You just may not appreciate
that,
You can't do auto-tune with that.
Look, I got no problem with people tricking up the anthem. I mean, we do it 160 times a year in baseball.
We do. But that's auto-tune. Too much. And that's not even good auto-tune. See, that's my issue. If you want to auto-tune it, okay. I mean, look, T-Pain kind of made his bones because people called him out for auto-tune. Now, for all my real old heads out there, you know that Roger and Zap, they're the ones that kind of, you know, started this whole thing. Go back to the California Love video, and you got my boy Roger and Zap doing the California Love thing. That's auto-tune at a different level. This is me and Choppy doing it, for crying out loud. We could do a segment like this.
This was a guy with a synthesizer.
That's it.
This was terrible.
Not
impressed.
How do you
approve this? How do you have this idea, this genius idea, and then someone goes, you know what, that's a great idea.
Because you're the Orioles.
Yeah. Rock bottom.
Rock bottom. That's right.
You know, what's his name? Cal Ripken Jr. Not walking to that door.
No, he's not. Okay, so it is the Red Zone here on 105.3 The Fan. I got the story I've been waiting to tell you. I had one of the strangest conversations with my 15-year-old the other day.
Okay.
So.
Because those combos can go anywhere these days.
Yeah, they really can. He's a baseball player, and he was like, can we go to pitching lessons, you know, before his tournament? I was like, yeah, sure. I'll take you. He goes to Bassick's dad. Bassick's old man is really good pitching coach, so he goes to Bassick's dad. Absolutely. But then he had remembered that he had already sent his baseball gear with one of the other families that was driving to the tournament in Alabama. He was going to fly.
Okay.
So he had already sent his baseball gear with one of the other families. And I was like, okay. He goes, well, never mind. I don't have my glove. I don't want to go. And I was like, whoa. You don't have your glove. Use mine.
Yeah.
I've got three gloves. Use your brother's. And he said, no, it's not drippy. I have a black glove with red stitching.
Yeah.
And I also have a tan glove. He has a baby blue glove with red stitching.
Okay.
Okay. And white stitching. Yeah, right. Yeah. So it's a really sharp looking glove. And I said, who cares what the glove looks like?
It's a lesson.
It's a pitching lesson. It's not a fielding lesson. It's a pitching lesson. He goes, I can't post on Instagram with an old man glove.
Oh.
And that's where we are.
Oh.
After a back and forth, he comes back with another excuse. Do you know what the other excuse was, Peyton?
What?
Your glove is an outfielder's glove. Oh. It's going to mess up my mechanics. Thinking he had outsmarted me with the mechanics talk. And I was like, an outfielder's glove? Yeah. Wait, no. So I guarantee you I'm not the only one dealing with this. But it wasn't drippy enough, and it's an outfielder's glove that's going to mess up his mechanics. I finally say, look, just borrow your brother's. His brother's got a baby blue glove as well.
Yeah, that's drippy.
It's very drippy. Very drippy glove.
Very drippy.
He borrowed the other one, and he posted it on Instagram. But I don't know if I'm the only one dealing with this. That was absurd.
No, you absolutely are. You're definitely not alone in this. Yeah. And I don't know how you combat it. I mean, we grew up in an era where it was like, either you do it or else.
Right.
And that was the way.
That was it. It's not that way anymore. The kids don't operate like that. None of their friends operate like that. So, like, if you do that, you're the evil dad. And you're the only one that does that. There's no more tell them what to do anymore. Now it is all a group effort conversation. It's like we all go to a team meeting. And away with a compromise in the middle. It's off.
See, I parenting's not supposed to be a democracy. All right? Like, I'm sorry, but parenting is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship. All right? Now, if you're beating your kids, that's one thing. But like, what? Since when does a 15-year-old tell me what is best for them?
Yeah, it. I mean, he was going to go either way. I was like, you're going. You're going either way. Even if you don't have a glove.
Seriously.
You know, but.
I can't post on Instagram.
And
okay.
That's okay.
That's
like,
fine.
I don't need you to post
that's
on Instagram.
Fine. You're not going there. I said, you're going there literally to get better, not to post on Instagram.
That's tough.
And people saying, what is Drippy? And then other people are saying, like, he's not alone. I'm dealing with the same crap my 8-year-old, man.
Yeah.
It only gets worse because once they get to middle school, they get hormonal and they lose their mind.
Yeah.
And then my older one's in high school and he is just getting his brain back.
Yeah.
He's like a puppy that hit 2 years old. Just getting his
brain. Well, has he gotten a girlfriend yet?
My older one? Yeah, he's on, let's see, he's already had two.
That's what, that's, and that can go either way.
We think he's on number three.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what my younger one says, but we'll see.
It's tough. It's tough. Like I said, I'm dealing with that right now, and God forbid getting information out of him. That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, no, they don't tell you a thing.
IDK. IDK. Yeah. If I mean, now I will say this. Do you and your kids snap? Like, that's the only way me and my son will communicate.
No, I don't snap with them. I text them.
Okay, so that's the only way I can get my son right now, for all you snap heads out there, and you guys will appreciate this.
What's your streak?
1,013.
Wow. That's like Peyton Russell.
McKenzie and mine is...
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN's T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At like 580 right now.
580 days? Mm-hmm. So I've doubled. Okay, so yes, me and my son are at a 1,013-day streak. So shout out to me and my son. But I had to, that was one thing. I did acquiesce. So I was like, all right, because I was like, hey, just text me like everybody else, like your sister does. No.
That's all they did, text on Snap.
Had to snap, and so there we go. 1,000 days later, here we go. All right, let's cross talk with the KNC Masterpiece coming up next. Well, we made it, Chop.
Yeah, we did.
We made it. I mean, it was a little touch and go at certain parts of the show. I mean, look, at 6:40, when we're talking top five viral moments of the 90s.
Dude.
I mean, it was...
The pre-show meeting that we had, I was like, just point me... Like, he said, I got the top five viral moments of the 90s.
Yeah.
That his top five. And he said, I want you to come up with yours. I was like, okay. I was like, just give me an example so you can point me in a direction of one. And he said...
Columbine.
And I was like...
Nice!
I was like, all right. Well, I thought you were talking like...
Holy crap.
Tyson Douglas.
I mean, which that qualifies as well.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we're going there.
Again, viral.
And
folks. All news is good news.
That's why Fan After Dark is a must listen.
Look, you guys were newspaper reporters, okay? We are there to report the news. We're not there to editorialize.
I'm not saying it wasn't a big deal. I just wasn't prepared for that zig when
exactly.
I thought
you and
zag.
I have done a show together.
I know. I should have known.
You've done a show.
It took 20 minutes for me to realize what I was getting into.
And that's exactly what I was like, well, okay, I didn't realize we were going there with this. Yeah.
What were the other ones on the list then?
Oklahoma City bombing.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Again.
That was in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
92?
1995. 1995, because I remember Miss Schellenberger, I don't know if she's still alive or not, wheeling in the, because that's what we did in the 90s.
Yeah.
Wheeled in the TV and the we watched. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We watched the demolition on television. Eighth graders, all 14-year-old minds just sitting there going,
I'm
dang.
Seeing where this is going. You got to have the white Bronco chase down the highway then, right?
He had, OJ was your what, number three?
No, OJ was my number one.
OJ was your number one. I didn't even have OJ on mine.
What?
I know.
That was the first one I thought of, is the OJ.
Yeah.
The OJ. I had OJ one. I had Tonya Nancy two.
Great one.
Oh, yeah.
Solid choice.
I had anything dealing with the LA riots three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
That was a good one, too.
I had Tyson Buster Douglas four.
Ooh, ahead of Tyson Holyfield.
With the ear?
Yeah. The ear?
I mean, you're right. That was humongous.
You know, I didn't even think the fan man could have been higher. The fan.
Oh, yeah.
The fan.
Boxing was crazy.
And then Bill and Monica was five. My honorable mentions were Kurt Cobain, the East-West Rap Battle, Princess Di, and then Desert Storm, which changed TV.
I had OKC bombing one, Columbine two, Bulls three-peats three, Biggie Tupac four, and then Monica Lewinsky and Slick Willie. Number five.
Nice.
So
you really took a turn there at number three.
Yeah.
Bulls.
Championship. What a turn.
Transcendent for its time.
It's a sports station, Kevin.
No, you're right. I don't know why I didn't
had
think
to
of
sneak
that.
One in there.
That's
had
why
to...
I thought you might have OJ. You're like, hey, that's about somebody dying, but it's sports.
I know. You guys know and I shared this with Chop earlier. You guys know that OJ was considered for the Terminator role, the initial Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
But you know why they didn't choose him?
Didn't think he could kill somebody.
That's exactly it.
Too kind.
Didn't think he could play a killer.
Too kind because he had the Enterprise cars or whatever.
You know.
And the was it Enterprise or
Hertz?
Oh, yeah.
Hertz.
He Hertz. Jumped over the.
Yeah.
Hertz.
And he was also the Naked Gun.
Naked
he was
Gun.
Easy, so easy to like.
I mean, you know. I've heard he's got had a huge head.
Like the hat does not fit.
Bruce Bochy.
Like Bochy. Gotcha. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Speaking of Naked Gun, are y'all any interest in the new one?
Yes.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
I'll wait till it comes out on a streaming device.
I can
see
that.
It's not Leslie Nielsen, but it is Liam Neeson.
Yeah, it's kind of the same name.
Yeah. It's almost like they did that on purpose.
I know. It seems like they're trying so hard to be like, it'll be like the one before. But like, it's Liam Neeson. It's crazy.
By the way, I think I learned on y'all's show that his name's actually William.
Well,
William Neeson?
Liam.
Yeah.
Well, William.
That doesn't sound as intimidating, though. It's like John Rambo. That's as you're like, I'll take my chances. But if they're just like, hey, Rambo's coming, you're like, who?
That's fair.
Out.
That's fair. But yeah, I had no idea that Liam Neeson's actual name was William.
I just assumed,
William John Neeson.
I assume everybody named Liam, that's their real name.
Okay.
Because you can't have Liam without a Will in front of it. William, William, William.
What
William.
About Will I Am?
Will I Am.
Did you guys appreciate the Oasis reunion?
Yes.
Not really.
No,
what? No? My sister was, she would, so she's 3 years younger than me.
Okay.
She listened to that album, was it Wonderwall, whatever.
Yeah.
What's
the story? Morning Glory.
Non-stop when it came out.
Well, I mean, everybody
banger.
Did.
And I just.
It really was.
I just couldn't stand it.
It's just too much?
It's too much. Because, you know, in that same era, like, I was dating a girl, and she listened to Jagged Little Pill, like, every day.
Well.
I get it.
That should have been a clue for you right then and there.
Did you guys ever go to a movie theater together?
Yeah. We did. That's the same girl that took
me to... Cut it out, you know what I'm saying?
That's the same girl that took me to see Titanic, like, 6 times in the theater.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
Back in the theater? Did you go with the middle or, did you go with the medium or large popcorn?
You know, I was more of a, I see where you're going with this, but I'm more of a, I'm not really a popcorn guy at a movie theater.
Okay. Yeah. No.
No, I'm a Sour Patch Kid guy at a movie theater.
My box is, never mind.
It feels like less enjoyable for her, but I gotcha.
You know, I'm not trying to hide it.
It's 9:48 in the morning, y'all.
Not trying to hide
it. Oh, it's that far.
It's the 9 a.m. club. Brand new group.
I will say, this morning whenever I started driving in and I went, 8 a.m. club, I'm in. I like being part of clubs.
Club. Like I said, they're going to have a rewards program. They're going to get like radio miles.
I forgot about spending time with you.
Well, see, I'll tell you what. I mean, look, that's what happens when you work with 25-year-old Blake Elliott and my harem of producers who I consider my illegitimate children because they're all the same age as my daughter. So all 22 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I'll tell you what. What I enjoyed, take nothing away from my nighttime crew. I like being able to throw out every reference I made today.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to explain it.
Because he's old enough to
remember.
It's a fascinating decision that you've made here with the chain and the pen.
Absolutely.
As essentially the pendant.
Absolutely.
Does that translate outside of work?
Absolutely. 100%. I'm at the age where I don't care.
Oh, I know. I've heard some of your phone conversations.
I do not care. I will rock the pin on the... In fact, I've been rocking the pin on the chain for years now.
Does it bother you when the clasp of the chain is not perfectly in the back?
I don't even notice.
That always bothered me. And I'm looking at your chain and it's really...
Is that why you don't wear a chain then?
Yeah,
because I mean, right now?
Look, I don't think I look like somebody who should be wearing a chain.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Dude. I had a chain.
What does that mean?
I don't feel like I can pull it off.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
I just have
It's a state of mind, man.
It really is lifestyle.
Aren't chain, you from Garland?
It's a chain state of
Aren't
mind.
Aren't you from Garland?
That's true.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You
featured prominently in Zombie.
Yeah, you reek of chain wearing. Yeah, I mean, Topeka is the Garland of Kansas, so trust me when I tell you that.
City, though, right there.
I like it.
Yeah.
Walk through the Hypermart and just, got him.
Hypermart? Did you just go Hypermart?
Yeah, we brought that up with Athena earlier this week.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
That was awesome. Good. She was
Costco
great.
Costco guys today, yeah. I saw
her. I saw her walking in yesterday or the day before.
She's awesome, dude.
So you guys had the other Hypermart.
Hold on. Wait, 1 second. Was that the end of your story? You said, I saw her walking in the other day.
Well,
that was it? That's all you had?
She had like a bodyguard with her, and I was like...
That is the PR guy.
I was like...
How you think that Adam is their bodyguard? I don't...
You know what? I think he needs to know that though.
We'll tell him that. He'll be very pleased.
I was like, what's this guy walking in with Athena here, man? Bodyguard. She didn't need a bodyguard.
That's the PR guy.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm amazed that having seen him, that was your take.
Well, it was from the other side. I had just gotten into the garage, so my eyes hadn't really focused yet because I had just walked into the garage. So from light to dark. Mm-hmm. It's like, tall guy, short girl. I was like, okay, there, bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's on the show?
Sorry to interrupt you today.
What's on?
That's Corey's department.
We do have AJ and Big Justice coming in today at 12:20. Yes, they bring the boom. They're here for AEW All In, which is going on in Arlington.
Tomorrow.
And I'm gonna play a little game of content creator would you rather with them today.
Whoa.
Okay.
I need some sound effects, Alec.
Man, did you ever think like I could come up with a gimmick, make it work like that? Like that's such a who would have ever thought that just doing that Costco gimmick would blow you up like that?
See, back in the day, I'm sure it exists now. I really wanted to start a Twitter account called The Sun. And just every morning, I'd be like, going to be a hot one today, folks. And like, that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like when you see some of the things that have taken off.
That would have.
Yeah, we could have done something with that. Too late, probably.
probably.
And you could have had the dude, our boy Gabe from The Office, and that could have been your intro. That's yes. enough talk about the sun.
See?
That really, I mean, is it too late? Does anybody probably. Have that? Does anybody you know have what? That account?
I honestly haven't looked. I probably should.
Might be time.
Yeah.
Might be time. All right, so we got the Costco guys at 12:20.
That's right.
And then, of course, obviously, real quick, thumbs up, thumbs down. Where are we at on our boy 32?
He shot terribly.
Yeah.
He admitted he shot terribly.
Because Bronny locked him up, right?
Yeah. 0-17 against Bronny.
Yeah, did.
It's good to see that it runs in the family, in the James family, for missing those last second clutch shots. Oh,
wow. That was fun. Nah, I thought he did some of the things that we know he is supposed
Absolutely.
To do. Defensively, he yeah. looked great. He looked like he could move the ball around the court. It was fun. That was the most fun well summer league game point. I've ever
yeah.
watched.
Yeah, yeah, and he'll have to learn how to better shot create at the NBA level, yeah. but I feel like we all kind of anticipated that. It was, but Corey's right. I was way more invested in this game and then to see Ryan Nemhard show out since we yeah. just had him on the show earlier
he
this week.
He could have had 30 assists if those scrubs could have hit some shots.
Yeah, yeah they could have.
I mean, those guys couldn't hit a shot, open shot.
I mean, we agree that outside of Cooper Flagg, Nemhard looks about like the only NBA-ready guy yeah. on that summer league team.
Yup.
I could see that.
Omax yeah. and Jaden on notice.
What are you getting for them?
2035 second-round draft pick. We'll take that and a bag of basketballs.
Luka back.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Something said for that. Something said for that. KNC Masterpiece coming up next. Chop, it's been fun. I appreciate it.
We better hurry up and get out of here.
Pepe, Chop, good night. God bless.
Good idea.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.